The Black Obituary Project is a growing collection of obituaries about people who are still alive. Since its launch last week, it's received more than 100 submissions, which are posted on its website along with photos of the writers. And each author frames the obituary as though they'd been shot and killed by a police officer.
Malcolm Alexander Brinkley, 23, was unarmed when shot and killed in conflict with local police officers. Brinkley, a passionate and solution-seeking creative, sought spreading love and awareness as the answer to life's problems.
Burns was an eccentric, scattershot display of coordinated miscalculations and quicksilver grace. Blackness was elusive to his bifurcated biracial soul, but he still chased it.
Thomas dedicated his life to leading the black arts through black consciousness for black liberation with black, brown, and indigenous solidarity. As a poet, educator, mentor, and community member, he enjoyed life eating fried chicken, watermelon, and listening to everything hip-hop on porches on the South Side. Rashad Thomas was once a man upon this earth, yet he is no longer.
Those were Phoenix residents Malcolm Brinkley, Demetrius Burns, and Rashad Thomas reading part of their obituaries for the project. Jahan Jones is the founder of the Black Obituary Project, and he joins me now to talk about its origins and his goals. Jahan, you started this by writing your own obituary. Now, was that because you wanted to draw attention to a troubling situation, or were you thinking that as a black man, you could end up being killed at any time by someone in law enforcement?
Well, that's definitely a reality, and I think the project served two different purposes. For one, it's to show how easily black people can conceive of their own death in this country by hands of the police. These instances happen to African Americans disproportionately, and so when people so often talk about the, quote, talk black parents have with their children, where they're instructing them on the ways to avoid fatal conflict with the police, I wanted to show that that does have a tremendous psychological impact. Also, what I find is that so often when African Americans are killed by police, their pictures are posted about, but their stories are not. And so often there are discussions about the physical presence of these black people, how large the man was, how boisterous the black woman was being, things like that that I feel are kind of dehumanizing. And so this allotted black people an opportunity to tell their own stories from their own perspectives. Of course, should these obituaries need to be used, that would bring about an entirely different sort of tragedy.
Is it something that people you knew actually sort of had to consciously think about, even if they didn't put it in an obituary project, but they were thinking about, hey, I could be shot by police tomorrow?
Absolutely, absolutely. So I would say, just as I was speaking of the, quote, talk African-American parents have with their children, where they're instructing them, if you meet an officer, make sure you're polite, make sure you have your hands up at all times, make sure you're walking upright, make sure your pants are pulled up. You know, that instills a certain psychological trauma in black youth, because what you're doing is essentially telling them that they are inherently threatening and that they need to do a number of things to prevent themselves from succumbing to fatal force from the police. And so often we think about the talk as this sort of benign necessity that black parents will speak to their children, and as a result of that, black children will be safer. But what this project does is kind of turn that idea on its head. The fact that you have these swaths of people speaking to their children about how to tend to the occasionally fragile sentiments of other human beings who walk this earth who just happen to be empowered with a gun, that is a problem.
What did it feel like to write your own obituary? Did you look at it as an artist, as a writer, as a journalist, or did you look at it as someone really facing his own mortality?
I looked at it as an artistic project and also a journalistic project. I am of the belief that journalism, in its truest sense, requires more than just speaking realities, but also contextualizing them. And so from an artistic perspective, I thought of the best way I knew how to make sure this project reaches a number of people and touches them at a foundational level. As a journalist, I was able to use my writing skills and my editorial skills to encircle a number of other people in this project. Now, in writing my own obituary, I didn't find it especially difficult because, again, these are things I believe black people are thinking about constantly. The idea that we walk this earth with the understanding that our lives could be taken at any moment for any reason, leads us to a certain level of introspection that I think may not be may not be occurring among other people groups.
Black people, African-American people have to worry about this on a regular basis a heck of a lot more than other groups do. But right. There are still people who are not black who are involved in this sort of thing. So why did you decide that this should focus on African-Americans?
Because I think the rate at which it occurs among African-Americans is especially troubling. And that's not to say that when the police shoot and kill people of other ethnicities, that that's not troubling. That also is. But this project is intended to speak to a very particular circumstance. So we're not neglecting other sorts of police violence, but we are absolutely highlighting the fact that it happens at such a disproportionate rate among African Americans, and that there's a reason why that happens that our country needs to wrestle with.
That's Jahan Jones, founder of the Black Obituary Project.